Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 16th to 22nd, 2010. The Israeli settlement's construction disturbs peace efforts. Meanwhile, Israeli military and settlers continue assaults against Palestinian civilians in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. IMEMC's Doris Norito has the details.
This week, anti-wall protests were reported in the central West Bank villages of Belin, Nalin, and Nabi Saleh. There was also an anti-wall protest in Al-Masara village in southern West Bank. Israeli and international supporters joined the protests in the four villages, which started at midday on Friday. At least 15 civilians were injured on Friday, and three homes were burned by Israeli military fire when troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protest in the village of Nabi Saleh in the central West Bank. Residents, along with Israeli and international supporters, marched toward the village lands where Israeli troops are building the wall. Soldiers fired rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at the peaceful demonstrations, injuring 15 civilians, one critically. Troops also fired tear gas at resident homes, selecting three homes to be burned. Soldiers took over a fourth house and told the owner they were going to use it as a military post for 45 days. Also on Friday, two adults and one child were reported injured during the weekly anti-wall protest in the central West Bank village of Belin. As soon as protesters reached the gate of the wall, Israeli soldiers stationed there showered them with tear gas and sound bombs. Lema Abu Rama, 8 years old, along with Mohammed Al-Khatib and Ahmad Bernat, both 17 years old, were hit by tear gas bombs. Many people were also treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby village of Nahalain, many suffered from the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli soldiers stopped the protesters from reaching local farmlands on the other side of the wall. Meanwhile, one international supporter was injured and two others were arrested by Israeli soldiers during the weekly anti-wall protests in Al-Masara village near Bethlehem on Friday. Israeli and international supporters joined